Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center is at the right spot to do another fabulous week of work for us as our producer for Sunrise and On the Mark. We very much appreciate his help and hard work. Matt Cotrillo is our news director. On the news line with us now, Ben Wilheim is calling back. He's a financial advisor with Lone Oak Financial Services. We're going to talk about the state of Wall Street and what to do with your stimulus check and how he's hunkered down. Every time I interview him, I have to say these words: securities and investment advisory services offered through Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, member SIPC. That's him. But Brokers International Financial Services, LLC, and Lone Oak Financial Services are not affiliated companies. So we want to be 100% clear about that. Good morning, Ben. Thanks for calling in today.
Good morning, Mark. Thank you for having me.
I do appreciate that. You're an essential worker. So have you been going to the office as you regularly do and operating the business in a normal fashion in Hummelsworth?
I have been working largely from home, but going in intermittently. It's been a different pace for everyone, as you know. Really not doing a lot of face-to-face meetings at this time, but it's reassessing and reevaluating every day.
Now, you have clients all over, you know, north of Williamsport, way south of Port Treverton, down into Harrisburg and in that region, I think even down in the Lancaster region. Have you been Zoom meeting with these folks, or is the telephone satisfactory under most conditions?
Mainly the telephone, but I have done some Zoom meetings. Yeah.
Okay, you don't want to get in the way of that. Okay, so what's the state of Wall Street right now?
Well, I think that's what everybody wants to know when they talk to a financial advisor. The one thing that is certain is uncertainty. So uncertainty can produce that fear factor, which creates a lot of volatility in the stock market. The one thing that we do know is that the market itself is a leading economic indicator. So what happens is, with all this news of the coronavirus, and we see any uncertainty on the horizon, a lot of the future events is already priced in. So now we also have seen a lot of rebounding at the same time, because again, the market moves in anticipation of the economy. So even though the economy may be really struggling right now, the stock market is already pricing in the future. So the economy and the stock market are not in lockstep together. That's one thing that we know. Any economic downturn, there has been a rebound in the market before the economy comes back. In fact, in 2008, the market was rebounding about 7 months before unemployment stopped going down. So we have to be mindful of that. As far as telling you the future events and everything, I can't tell you that. I don't know that anybody can. We just use the best data that we have available. So I know that's not too profound, but I would rather give tips on how we should not get in our own way and make mistakes as we're going through this.
Well, and I think it's underreported by the media. As a member of the media, I know we haven't given it as much coverage as we did when Wall Street was plummeting, you know, lost the Dow Jones, for example, lost, I don't know, maybe 40% of its value, something like that. As it climbed back, it's been climbing back steadily for weeks. We haven't been reported heavily this clawback, but this is happening, correct? I'm judging this accurately?
Correct. And that's, the market is very efficient. There's different theories on the efficient markets and things like that. So when there's anything on the horizon that we see, maybe the numbers aren't as bad as the coronavirus, that we're going to get back to work sooner than later. Any kind of economic data that's coming in, it's being priced into the market. Again, the market moves in anticipation of what's going to happen in the future. So I think it's a good indicator that we're getting through this, But again, it's not an exact science at the same time.
What about your stimulus check? You have had some suggestions about what folks can do with that if they want to make it, do as much for them as possible.
Right.
What are your thoughts there?
Well, and this is because a lot of people have, and I know some people haven't gotten their stimulus check yet, and that's on the way, and there's different ways of making sure that you will get that in the future. A lot of people, if they did direct deposit with the IRS, they got it last Wednesday. But there's only four uses of money, and so this is universal with any money that you have. But I think this is a good time to bring this up. It's live, give, owe, and grow. So obviously, living expenses are important. The first one, with live, a lot of people need this money. A lot of people are struggling economically, especially the small business owners. Many people in unemployment are getting extra stimulus, and that's really helful. We're not sure of the future. So obviously, after paying for all living expenses, your spending and your consumption, the one thing I would say on spending is if you can, if possible, spend your money locally on smaller businesses. I'll help support your community. The next one is give. I think giving is an essential part of finance. It helps you really to prioritize where money should fit in your life. You're not serving money, but money is a resource for you to use. And if you can help your neighbors who are in need or family members, charities right now and your churches, they all are dependent on donations. And a lot of them aren't able to interact with people right now for obvious reasons. So, maybe take some of that money and give to your local charity or your local church. The third thing is owe. We only owe two things in life, and that's taxes and debt. So obviously you have to pay your taxes, but debt, especially consumer debt, pay off those credit cards. That puts you in a better financial situation for the future. So, we find ourselves, if this does drag out and you have reduced your debt, it's going to give you more flexibility, more freedom, and just help you to be more secure in the future. Any kind of debt that you have, you're basically presuming upon the future that you're going to have the money to pay that. So if you have money now, I always recommend paying down and reducing debt as much as you can. And then the fourth one is growing. So you should have money set aside for an emergency. This is a perfect situation. Having at least 3 months of living expenses set aside, and then start putting money to work for retirement savings in your 401ks and your IRAs. So those are basically the four uses of money. And think long term. When it comes to this whole situation, we're not going to be in this situation forever. We get fixated on that. But we need to think past this, think long term. Same with the market. I mean, there's good valuation in the market in different sectors. So we're looking at things of growth opportunities. We're now realizing that there's a lot of demand for cloud and for technology, and a lot of this stuff's being put to good use. So all of our innovation is being realized right now with, like you said, about Zoom and just all the different technologies over the internet. A lot of people are buying their goods through the internet. So we have a lot of good ingenuity, innovation. And I'm really actually excited for the future. I think we can't get so bogged down into what's happening right now. We have to be vigilant, but at the same time, we need to get past this stage psychologically too, and know that we will come out of this, and that there is a bright future.
Well, absolutely. Elaborate on this optimism. I'm fortunate enough to know you as an acquaintance, and you exude that optimism all the time. You're completely unwavering at this time.
Well, I'm a firm believer in free enterprise and capitalism. I know that that's been debated recently a lot, but what that does is it incentivizes people to innovate, and our expertise and our talents and our resources go into making things better. And so that's what's happening right now. You see, I heard that there's up to 72 different companies working on vaccines right now. You don't have that apart from that free enterprise and that capitalism. We have people, companies, and just different companies that are working on innovations right now to fill those gaps. So where there's a need, people step in. You see that from everybody to young children, you know, making their own, making masks in their bedroom, to, you know, huge enterprises that are, you know, creating these vaccines or these cures. So I'm optimistic that people are going to work right now in filling those voids and what's needed. And there's nowhere in the history of the world that's been a better place to do that than the United States of America, right, because we live in such a free society.
An additional comment, and please include in that your contact information.
You can reach me at, you can call if you would like to at 888-275-4236, which is actually 888-ASK-FOR-BEN. So if you want to remember that, yeah, 888-ASK-FOR-BEN. We're located on 8 Commerce Avenue in Sealands Grove. And you can email at info@loneoakfinancial.com. That's loan, L-O-N-E, oakfinancial.com. We are certainly excited to talk to new people. We get that opportunity all the time, and we currently are bringing on new clients. So if you have a need, and that's one of the tips I would say for you, don't react emotionally to this market, and reassess a plan. If you don't have a plan, we'd love to help you with one. Do not try to time the market. And this is one thing I wanted to point out. Fidelity did a study on timing the market over a 38-year period. If you miss the 10 best days in the stock market over 38 years, your return was less than half. Less than half. You cut your returns in half. So if you're trying to move in and out of the market, you're probably hurting yourself more than anything. And then, again, dollar cost averaging is when you're just investing strategically on a maybe a payroll deduction. Over time, you're buying the highs and the lows. And then looking for good investments, good sectors, good companies with healthy balance sheets. And if you need help, find a good professional. Again, we're accepting new clients right now. There's other good people. Seek out professional guidance, and you'll probably be well on your way.
Yeah, some different organizations have different niches, too, and you do recommend those for some particular clients. 888-275-4236. That's 1-888-ASK-BEN. I love that. Good for you. Very cute. Ben Wilheim, thank you so much for checking in today. I only have 100 more questions, so in a couple of 2-3 weeks, we'll have you back on, and we'll keep working on this list of questions. Thank you, sir.
All right, Mark, you take care. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Ben Wilheim, financial advisor, Lone Oak Financial Services, down there on Commerce Avenue, next to Steininger's, of course, is the place to find him.